Monday, April 26th, 7:54 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside of Detroit City. What's going on there, Bill?
Hey, baby.
They just waxed us out. No, they they must be doing some different stuff. I bet you they're probably trying to keep everybody's music off their servers or whatever. So probably. It's there, but there's no way to add it. So unless it's the package that we're on. But anyways, Bill and I were just discussing.
Did you? I missed the first 38 seconds, or whatever. Did you start talking before or after I hit the tunes?
No, it was like dead space for like 10 seconds, and then.
Yeah, I don't like dead space. We're not doing that again. Yeah, that's why I told you to do the thing.
Are you grouchy? Are you grouchy today?
Always, baby. Always.
You sound a little grouchy.
I could be. I'm not sure. I haven't decided yet. What am I going to do? I'm going to fade this out. How you been, man?
All right. You know, you can probably keep that rolling. Like, next time, just have that music roll in the background, you know? Yeah.
Just like this?
Play the whole album. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, we might.
You know? I mean, sounds pretty good. And it's real subtle.
I like it. Well, I got another. I grabbed another couple of Six and the Seven songs to hang out for the behind the scenes background stuff while we're chatting. If you want to, we can go all night. We just might. So, how you been?
I'm doing all right. Hold on one second here. I'm gonna,
all right. Well, you're doing the whole.
This will probably create a problem.
Essentially, you've joined Low Standards and Poors, and we're going to talk music tonight because we always do. Two music loving fellas who just like talking about music and stuff and things and this and that and the other. And none of it's really going to be a lot of details of this, that, and the other. It's going to be more like, hey, here's some songs we were thinking about today, and give these a listen if you want.
Yeah.
And plus, there's fun banter. It's basically entertaining crap to listen to. And whatever that time is that you decide to listen to it.
You had a long day today, didn't you? Did you have a long day today?
Oh. Let me just say.
You sound flat. You sound like that guy that's driving a flat tire.
That's probably me, man. Oh, my golly.
By the way, I feel today, too. I'll give it to you in the.
Did you get 10, your
10-second explanation?
Yeah. No, I was going to say the law offices, Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf told me to let everybody know that we're going to impart fair use for the show because we're going to play clips of music and stuff, and it's not for us. It's for your entertainment. We want you to actually consider going out to Spotify or one of these other things or whatever and pay money for the music. If you can, find the actual website of the band and pay money to the band directly to buy the music. That's Amen. The best way to do it. But that's the only reason we're playing any of this is to get somebody's interest and go, oh, you know, I like that. Gosh, I should find where, and then you do the rest. So that's enough of me talking for a minute. What's going on, brother?
No, it's just one of those days. It's really, I blame it all on technology.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, the new joint that I'm working at, you know, we got to dial in. There's like three things for our phone system that we have to coordinate or we have to kind of line up. And then we have the actual systems itself, which is, you know, the Salesforce and LoanFX and Ori.
All the different proprietary software stuff that,
I'm not kidding. There's like, you know, it's, I don't know. It takes a lot to get it. It takes about a half hour to log in the morning to get everything up and rolling and kind of ready to go. And then I had problems today. And then
nuclear armistice would be simpler.
Yeah. And then I had, we had to do compliance training, which they give us like, I don't know, it was probably like 25, anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Compliance video training stuff. We have to answer questions.
Yep.
That's due like the 15th of May, and I was trying to jump in and do that. Anyways, so I'm just kind
of three of those I had to do last week too.
Yeah,
because I have the continuing training that you know everybody else seems to have in the industry. So, but anyway, sorry, I totally cut you off.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it. But so it was just one of those days. My phones weren't working. I wasn't able to get on. And compliance training. It's like, yeah. I'd rather stick needles under my toenails. So it's just kind of burned out. And this is the other thing. And I don't want to be too personal, but you've kind of heard me yak about this before. I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday about this.
I'm sure.
You know how there's a lot of people that kind of struggle with being overweight, obese, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think you get to a certain age and there's people that, you know, just kind of they're comfortable with the way they are. There's some people that aren't.
Right.
But it seems like when you get to when you're in your 50s and you're trying to make that last change in life to say, you know what, I got to get in shape now because if I don't do it, I'm never going to do it.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard to do when – you know, you have a day like today and you just want to kind of kick back with maybe a shot and a beer or four shots and four beers or whatever.
Pretty much.
Some nice scotch maybe some people drink or, you know, whatever, bourbon. But you can't do it. You just can't do it. But, you know, no. I mean, you can, but so I don't know. So
that was the day that you've earned today was the four scotches and four beers.
Yeah. And I've got to get my vaccine tomorrow.
Good for you.
My first vaccine.
Your first one? Okay.
Well, yeah, my lungs have been clearing up, but I just got to do it.
You do.
I'm reading about, or we're all seeing about India and stuff and all these variations of the...
Get off your hiney and do it.
Bro. Yeah, so...
Cause, hey, Ruthie.
Is Ruthie out there?
Ruthie's out there. You know about Ruthie.
Oh, I love Ruthie.
Ruthie, good friend of the show, has her own clothing line, loves pastries, looks like a famous person, has great taste in podcasts.
Certainly does.
That's our Ruthie.
Listening to us. What's up, Ruthie?
Hey, thanks for stopping by, baby cakes. And if you're Ruthie, who's a guy or identifies as something else, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, it's not getting politically correct. No reason to be politically correct on this show.
We're just music lovers and we're idiots.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, music lovers and idiots, the Lofts, this is Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf, have told me that I need to remind you guys this. Oh, crap, there it goes. It is the disclaimer for the show, which is please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Apparently that's us. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, and or tribe. And that is from the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf.
And or tribe.
Well, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
That's
and
funny.
That's
that never movie. Gets old.
I love it. We got to do it. I resign myself to the fact, God bless you, that that has to Thank happen you. At least once per show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not more than three, but at least once per show.
Yeah.
I also wanted to make sure. Oh, no, that's our closing one. I have something for the closing before you cut me off so horribly.
Okay.
And this is not really
what, a rip, tater chip.
What I was going to – no, I'm going to do it later. But this was not something that I was going to have for my band or anything. But this is Six and the Sevens again from the same album that has our intro music.
Right.
The intro song was Go All Night. This is from the album Songs About Girls by Six and the Sevens. And this song is called So Far From Home. And this is the one I was trying to tell you about last show. Where I just sat there while they were playing it the first time.
Right.
And it was just guitar, bass, and keyboards. And Lawrence, who was singing, was playing the keyboards. And it was like, oh my gosh, I was walking with you. This is just tear 'em up blues, baby.
I can feel it.
And the production version of this on the album has a lot of cool stuff.
I love that organ.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's a B3 Hammond.
B3 Hammond?
Yeah, or the Hammond B3, whatever. It's the same one the Doors used.
Really?
not the exact same one, but it's the same
model. Right, right, right.
Ours. I keep saying ours because I carried the sumbitch around forever, and it was not light, but it also had the Tower Wurlitzer.
Yeah.
Which forces the air through and all does all sorts of cool stuff and makes this the sound so specifically amazing. And we would take the Wurlitzer along with us. It was probably 3.5-4 feet tall, square, like if you took a brick,
yeah,
set it up tall,
yeah,
and then made it 4 feet tall, and about four or five feet tall, and maybe 3x3, 2.5x. A big, huge, heavy honking piece of machine.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Yeah, it was a big dog.
But man, did that ever make some good sounds?
Yeah.
I think that was. Bar.
Yeah, that really made part of the band too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to say it was the. You know, what I'm saying it really
made them unique.
Yeah.
Who was the guys with the Wurlitzer?
Identifier. It was a big identifier for that band.
Yeah. So I'm gonna keep this playing. I'm gonna play songs about girls in the background.
Did you pick out any bands for this week? Did you pick out one or two?
I picked out one. I've been working on that project for the last month and a half or more.
Yeah.
Refinishing the cabinets in the house, in the kitchen. And there's a zillion cabinets. It's good wood, so I'm just taking them, you know, sanding them down, getting all the other paint off so I can put new good paint on. And it's a project. You can only do 3 or 4 at a time because of the painting, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I have my old iPod, like my old iPod, like from 2004.
Right.
The one where you and I worked together. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And I still got stuff on there that I think the last time I loaded something on there was 2009.
Was that when we went to the coffee shop? No, I'm kidding.
No, that's when I worked at, when I was still traveling.
Right, right.
I'll put 2,000 songs on it, and I'd have it for a week or 2 weeks and listen to those 2,000 songs and then change it over.
Right, good idea.
Mm-hmm. I can't play this one because it's our closing song, but we can go to this one. So, of course, I got the thing, and it's hooked up to the speakers down in the basement, and I'm painting and stuff like that, and it's on random, and this random band comes up, and I'm like, oh, I forgot all about them. I'm like, this is my band for Sunday night. That was all day Saturday I was painting, Friday night, Saturday.
Yeah, make sure, like, you gotta prep that wood really good. Get all that, you know, if there's, you know, grease and oils from cooking and stuff, you gotta get all that stuff off of there.
Well, yeah,
I got the
little square sander.
Yeah, yeah.
They're whitewashed, so yeah. Hardware off. Take all the hardware off and sit outside and, you know, I got to
sand away.
Yeah, I got a good soft surface to set them on while I'm sanding, and then
yeah,
just crank it out, man, and it's. So far, so good. I'm about a third done, and they look really good.
That's good. That's good.
Painting them straight-ass white.
Yep. I'm sure wife is happy.
Which, you know, of course, it's going to make her happy, but I'm looking at it going, oh, fingerprints. Why would you paint your cupboards white? Those things you're touching all the time. But, you get
bigger knobs.
Hey, don't talk about me about my knobs.
I said bigger.
8677.
Larger.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that implies they were smaller at first, and I don't care. Yeah. So you know about HSR, right?
No, why don't you tell me?
HSR, good friend of the show, fine comic timing, full of energy, has great taste in podcasts.
Tom Dan's big, he's in receiver show.
HSR, as far as we know.
Laugh. Anyways,
I only have like 8 more of those ready.
Yeah, you get
I'm just going in order today.
Maybe I'll send some over your way, and maybe
you can feel free to do one yourself, or you know, yeah. I mean, if you want, I can be the one who does this, and if you have stuff to add to it, feel free.
Yeah, I'm kind of burned out, so now you can do it.
Feel free.
I didn't sleep that well. You know what happens? I I conked out last night.
How's the oxygen thing going? Because, you know, the entire planet's short of oxygen these days.
Yeah, I was going to send my R2-D2 over to India in case they need it. I mean, I don't mean it to be funny, but it's pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary stuff that's going on over there.
It is creepy. You know, that happened. That all happened, and it's just not right.
So, it was a lot of people in a short amount of time.
It is an UGG-type situation.
Yeah. Well, so, hopefully they quarantine and get those people vaccinated and, you know, slow it down.
Exactly. So, that said, I was just communicating with our good friend HSN, HSP, whatever the hell it was.
Gotta be flat tonight. Step it up a little bit.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this because...
did you want to talk about your band first? You want me to talk about... You're not going to be able to guess. You probably won't guess mine. I don't think you'll be able to guess mine either
until I actually play something. But I got to throw this out because I had picked something. I don't know what I was doing here. And I had found some things and figured I'll just throw this in here randomly. But maybe this will get us going tonight.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily. You better listen to him, Flounder. He's in pre-med.
That might get us going. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Pushes us in the right direction.
Something, baby.
Yeah.
So this is, like I said, I was jamming the iPod and in the basement doing my work and stuff and things and this, that, and the other. And I'm trying to pick out which song I want to do first because there's actually, this is a band that's been very prolific since the late 80s through mid 90s and then took a little hiatus and then came back and did some other stuff and just really talented duo. A duo, a dude and a chick. And that's, I'm going to throw this notes up here. No. Well, no. but you might get the kick on this. I know this is a band you know. This song is Meet Me in the Morning. I'm gonna let you. You know that voice, don't you?
Okay.
You hear it pretty good?
Oh yeah, that is.
I know you know him.
Yeah, hold
and
on.
It's okay if you can't pick out the name.
No, I will.
Stop looking. Yeah, stop looking at
I'm
it.
Not looking. I'm not.
Okay. But she's got a just delicious voice. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, nothing. Yeah. It's not.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's another
band. It's old.
This Meet Me in the Morning came out in 1990.
I and this can hear was, her voice all day long. That's tough.
Yeah, this was on the radio. This is Everything But the Girl.
Oh, yes.
I was waiting for the oh, yes.
I would not guess it, but I know that band.
That's my favorite part of the show is when we go, oh, yeah, them. You know, because I know you and
guys.
I, we know these things, but it's just like, who?
The girl.
So she's just got a delicious voice. She just, it's just very pretty and very easy to listen to. And it
does.
I wrote this down because I wanted to make sure that I didn't categorize this as like easy listening because it's not.
No.
This is, casual listening. Because, like I said, I was doing stuff and I'm listening to, I found I got like 15 or 20 songs of theirs on my iPod. Apparently, I bought a couple of their albums a long time ago, which is great because you always want to support your artists. But I just selected them and just play me an hour's worth of Everything But the Girl. And it was just delicious.
Let it roll in the background. This might be good music for like, dinner time at a wedding.
Yeah, while you're eating.
Right. That's my humor when I'm tired.
Yes, I hear you. Because everything is humor when you're tired. But this is the one that you'll remember. Let me bang this out.
Yeah, what was the name of the other song, that the one they hit the charts with?
This is the one you'll know. And this is a remix.
Yeah, that's right.
From 96.
You know, put on put on Dirty Vegas. Can you do that when you're done?
Dirty Vegas. I know that band.
Yeah, they came out a little while ago. They had a hit.
Let me find. Which song?
Days Go By. Yeah, you should remember that one.
Go with the original version. Is this your band?
No. For some reason.
Oh, you're thinking that they reminded you of them.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah. And I remember. Yeah, Dirty Vegas was also in the late 90s, early 90s, right?
A little bit. No, it was 2002.
Really?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. 2002.
Were they around? Excuse me. Were they around maybe 93? Say.
I don't know. This is Origin London 2001. The group formed 2001 and broke up 2005. Okay. Anyways, this is what I was when I was hearing everything about the girls. I could hear this song in too.
I mean, well, it's a very similar.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I have something by Dirty Vegas.
Yeah, I've got them.
In my collection. I'm not sure what it was.
Excuse me.
I know this song. I'm waiting for the kick in. But yeah, I'm digging this one too. Oh, right. It's the weird voicey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was a cool song. They did a couple other things too.
There was hold on a second, let me have play while there. This other band came out the same.
I'm not gonna go to another band, but
why are you gonna be like that?
Well, because I wanna go back to a couple of other songs from Everything But the Girl. I mean, we did Missing. Only a little bit, and then we went into this because, you know, Missing is a great song, but the next one is even better. But this is a good song, and I remember Dirty Vegas.
Yeah.
This is a good pull.
Yeah, they had one album. It was that song from just reminded me of this one.
Was this in a movie?
Could have been.
I don't know. It sounds like it was. I'm gonna go to the next one from Everything But the Girl. I'm going to fade out our Dirty Vegas. This is the other song from Everything But the Girl that everybody should know. And this is the one that's called Wrong. Nice keyboards. Soft.
Kind of an ass shaker a little bit. You know, I can see my...
It's casual listening. Really, the voice that she has from the tiny little scrawny little kid that she is really ridiculous. She's really got some talent.
Yeah, she kind of comes across as being a taller, like 6 foot kind of. She's got kind of a deeper, almost not husky, but almost husky voice.
But not a. She's a little rail.
Is she really?
Yeah, she might. If she's, you know, 5'10", I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
But she's skinny and just a skinny mini, but she really has some talent. I really enjoy the way her voice goes. And I was playing a little bit of this before we got on. My musician daughter was listening, and she's like, yeah, I like her voice. She's got a nice voice.
They didn't have a lot of albums, though, did they? Didn't they have just a few?
Everything But the Girl?
Yeah.
No, they had a bunch.
Did they really?
Yeah. In fact, there's an acoustic album. Oh, you'll get a kick out of this. I'm going to fade this out. They had an acoustic album with this song on it, you're going to go, you're kidding me, they did this song? And this acoustic album that was reprinted in 2013, but it was from 1992 originally.
Oh, yeah.
But they did acoustic versions of, like, they did four covers on it and, like, 11 or 12 of the originals.
Right.
Acoustic. And it just, like I said, just, it's casual listening. You know, you want to kind of be participating, but not quite. Just, it can be on in the background.
Yeah.
But if you put it on an elevator, I'm dropping that son of a bitch to the first floor. Express.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I love her voice. Really just a pretty voice.
Yeah, it really compliments the original.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I have had this conversation before about how I view people doing covers.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like it when there's a certain homage to the original, but then pulling in your own personal bend to it.
Right, right.
You take that song that you loved and grew up with or whatever, and then you kind of make it your own, and you put a spin on it that makes it at least interesting to listen to.
Sure.
Why would I listen to you when I could listen to the original? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of those covers that I find interesting enough. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a good one. So that was, let's see, Everything But the Girl doing a cover of Time After Time, and that is on their acoustic album that came out in 92, reprinted in 2013, and it's called Acoustic.
Hmm.
You might like this one, though, because this is some guy you might have heard of. You might know this song. This is also from that acoustic. For some reason, I think it's your guy, but maybe it's not your guy. The song is Downtown Train.
Yeah. Oh.
This is Tom Waits.
Just pulled my earbud out.
There you go.
I don't know if this is the one that he wrote or not. I'll have to go back and check.
He's credited.
He is credited
on their album. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I know you're a Tom Waits guy, but this was a good song, and I remember listening to it before, and now hearing their version, I'm like, wow, I like their version too. I'm like, oh, now I remember that song. Now I have some reference for Tom Waits. Right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's Tom Waits. And we're going to go with, did we already do, we already did Wrong. We did that. We did that. Here's my last one for Everything But the Girl. I really, really like this song. And this is the first one that came out when I was playing it downstairs. I hit play. This song popped up. It's Everything But the Girl, The Heart Remains a Child. And I believe this is from Walking Wounded. The album from 1996, and I'm listening to this going, oh, I love this, and I thought it was somebody else. My brain didn't recognize it was them, so I mean, that's why it's okay that you didn't catch them right away either. I own it, and I didn't even realize who it was.
I know, I just knew the sound of the lead singer. I don't think I ever would have guessed who it was.
Right.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Well, right, but you know that voice and you know those songs.
Oh, yeah, for sure,
like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I remember this. But, you know, it's like that one other band that does that song that I really like that you don't remember. But they're the ones, they'll be on another. Was I vague enough?
Yeah, I think so.
You're welcome. But no, this is Everything But the Girl from Walking Wounded. The Heart Remains a Child. And it's just, like I said, this is that kind of casual listening music.
Right, right.
It's like, I can have it going on in the back. You know, this is just good stuff. Hey, before I switch it over to you for control of the music, I want to let you know that Robert joined us.
What's up, Robert?
Robert Morty. Thanks, baby. You know all about Robert, right, Eric?
I certainly do.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Robert. He's a good friend of the show, talented stonemason, cycling enthusiast, has great taste in podcasts. That's our Robert Mordley.
Probably Morday.
Or I could say it wrong, because he's such a good friend of the show, he lets me. Thanks for stopping by, Robert. We appreciate it. Anybody enjoying and listening to us live is risky, but hey, it's just music. We're just having fun. Hey, you know what? Honestly, to tell you the truth, you got to remember, y'all haven't paid for this. So when it's disappointing,
free entertainment.
You got nothing to complain about.
All right, here we go.
Oh, so I'm done. Am I done?
Keep playing your music. So I'm ready.
So this is Everything But the Girl from Walking Wounded. The Heart Remains a Child. It is a delicious song. This is three and three quarter minutes of just delicious, yummy background awesomeness. Go on. You were saying?
I don't quite have the adjectives that you do, but I'm gonna do a band that kind of complements your band.
Yeah,
this one.
I don't know how we do this, people. I'm gonna address the other people.
It's kind of like an ESP kind of mental telepathy, kinetic.
Either that, or you wait until you've got like six choices in front of you, and you wait until I throw something out, and then you go, "Oh, I got something that matches up with that."
Can I be honest? Today's the first time I'm doing that. Honest to God, first time I'm doing it. I can pick the other one because I kind of went off the. I was kind of bouncing around a little bit. I mean, I had Crystal Method and I had
I like those
Johnny
guys.
Marr. And remember, I was kind of bouncing around the different types of music.
Right.
A little bit. You were a little bit more consistent than I was. But this one's going to compliment because this is. I saw these guys. Oh God! Back in the early '90s, they were founded in 1981. They've got, I believe, like nine albums.
Oh yeah, R.E.M.
Of course not. Female lead singer, and she was known when they first got started. And in fact, I think the band got started without her. She wasn't the original lead singer, I believe. But when she started singing with the band, she was extremely shy, so she used to turn her back to the crowd and sing back to the band.
Susie and the Blue Cheese.
Close. The band did an Unplugged, and they did a great cover.
I'm still on Susie and the Banshees. But.
Yeah, she is. She was good friends with Michael Stipe from R.E.M. And she's married to another
B-52s.
Nope, close. But she was married to What am I thinking of?
Well, maybe you're stumbling over that. Forgot. I'm going to tell you, this is Everything But the Girl. The song name is Wrong. And this is from that other album beforehand. Probably Walking Wounded. But go on. I'm sorry. I totally interrupted you. I'm trying to give credit to all the albums that we play. So when they try and strike us, we can go, you know what? Look, we don't want the money. We want other people to go out and buy the music because we love the music. We already bought the music. We're just bragging about the music that we bought. So someone else go out and pay for it. Throw some more money in the artist's pockets.
Yeah.
So she was a friend of Michael Stipe's.
Yep, she became friends. So she did, the band did a cover of a Patti Smith song, Because of the Night.
It's What's Her Name with the Thing About the Stuff You're Killing.
Yeah. It's a number. 10,000 Maniacs.
No. Yeah. That's of course right, 10,000 Maniacs.
Right.
Duh.
So if you can, Tribe. That was the first album I ever heard was In My Tribe. Put on Because of the Night, because that's a good cover. It's a good cover.
That is remarkable.
Yeah. It's one of those ones that kind of makes you melt in your seat.
Yeah. So yeah, 10,000 Maniacs is a good pull because that it, because the Knight's not on the In My Tribe.
No, if you want to play something off In My Tribe, do like Trouble Me or Like the Weather. I went to a friend. My friend, when I first heard them, is when I graduated from high school, and my I went to my buddy's high school graduation party. It was outside, and
yeah,
he this is these are the songs he was playing In My Tribe.
Yeah, this I bought this album when it came out. Alpha Mike has joined us, by the way.
Oh,
hey, we're talking about music and stuff because it rocks. This is 10,000 Maniacs In My Tribe, and this is the song Like the Weather, and it is delicious. And you're right, I did. I bought this, what was it, 1987?
Probably like, yeah, 87. I graduated in 88, yeah. So.
So I was in...
You were in jail.
Not as far as anyone else knows. But no, yeah, I remember this. This came out, and I think I picked it up my freshman year, sophomore year in high school, college thing. This college thing. So you know about Alpha Mike, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you like me to tell you a little something I know about Alpha Mike?
Because yeah, awesome. Sure. Yeah.
Hey, oh man, Alpha Mike is a good friend of the show. Severely tolerant, super smart, and slightly above average lover, as far as I know. And he has great taste in podcasts.
And a mean pair of snakeskin boots.
Because why wouldn't you?
Of course.
That's our Alpha Mike. Thanks for stopping by, brother.
Yeah,
we're going to be silly still.
These guys are one of my favorites. I went and saw them at the Fox.
I did.
Sometime in the 90s. They put on a great show.
Yeah. It
sounded really good. Natalie Merchant is married to another musician. I think.
Which was the one you wanted? Because the Night?
Yeah, I was going to have you play that one first, but either way.
You want the unplugged or the regular?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll try the... Yeah, I remember this one. This is a really good song. And, by the way, I do love this Like the Weather. That In My Tribe is actually one of my favorite. It is one of my top albums.
It's good.
Yeah. And she really did a good version of this song. Who did the original of this? Because the Night?
Patti Smith wrote it, I believe, or that's Bruce Springsteen. Right.
Patti Smith.
Yeah.
And she's just stellar, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already acknowledged Alpha Mike, right?
Certainly did.
Okay. Well, stick around, brother. It gets crazy.
It gets out of control.
We might actually wake up and do this show.
Yeah. Yeah, her first solo album was Tiger Lily, and she had a lot of hits off that one, too.
Yeah. But I really do. I dig her voice. She's got another one of those sultry, casual listening type voices.
Right, right.
And really, that is a good pull to go along with My Everything But the Girl.
I thought so.
When it comes to, because I have categories in my... the way I organize my CDs because I'm an anal retentive jackass.
A little bit.
You didn't have to agree with me that fast. But regardless.
I couldn't stop it.
I know. It just happens. I'm with you, brother. But you're killing me over here.
I know. I got some cough drops for you.
Yeah, that's going to help me because you're 62 miles away. But no. In my catalog of CDs, and I've got like what 3.5, 4 wine cases full of CDs, right? I have them sorted by my chickies are all together, so my Everything But the Girl and 10,000 Maniacs and Melissa Etheridge and all those yummy, beautiful voices are all together, and then of course, all the Joy Division, all the New Order. And then The Cure's all together, and then, Echo and the Bunnymen, and Save It For Later, the English Beat, and all their albums, all those things that I have, they're all there. And ooh, that reminds me, I'm gonna write this down because I'm on spewing out the mouth mode. Who is it? It'll come back to me. I already have
spit it out.
No, I have my band for Wednesday. Okay. It's Monday. So do you want to do Thursday?
Yeah, we can do Thursday.
Yeah. And then we'll go Sunday again. We'll get back to Wednesdays and Sundays. Or what's is Monday better than Sunday? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I just had kind of a goofy week a little bit.
Yeah, it happens, man. It happens. I was talking about the guys. It'll come back to me.
God, for the life of me, I can't find out who she's married to.
She's married to that really famous other musician guy.
Yeah, the guy.
Paul Simon?
Paul Simon, isn't it? No.
That's what I was thinking, and I thought, why would she marry such an old fart? She's so young and pretty. But no, she's really got some good pipes.
She's 57. She's not that much older than us.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. This is the one I wanted.
We asked Buck.
And so I'm going to fade it out for a second while this doing the YouTube commercial thing. We do use YouTube and or other forms of musical playback. But really, the whole point of this is to get people interested in the music itself. I don't care where it comes from. And I'm hoping that somebody's going to go out there and buy it from the artists and put the money back in the artist's pocket, because they're the ones who did all the work to make it beautiful.
Yeah, amen, brother.
When we appreciate the music that we appreciate, it's because the artist took the time to make it. When the time comes that we're allowed to go back into the bars and see live bands again, go do that. Make sure you're immunized. Wear your mask if they require it. Do all the things, but go and have some fun. Put some money in the artist's pockets, the ones that are out there working it. You know what I mean? Because who knows? You might come across your next 10,000 Maniacs in whatever local bar by you. And you can say, I saw them when. Right? Am I right, Eric?
No, you're right. Apparently she's not... I don't know. Maybe she's... I don't know. I can't find who she's married to. Maybe she's not even married. Who knows?
It's that guy, so I guess, thing about the stuff. She's
I'm gonna stop looking.
Yeah. Him. No, it's him.
But yeah, she's got a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. Beautiful voice.
So today's show was all about the beautiful voices. And 10,000 Maniacs in my tribe is seriously in my top 10.
You know, it's up there. It's definitely up there. As far as female singer as far as female lead singers. That whole entire album is excellent.
There's not a bad song on it. You can. This is a drop the needle record. You know.
Yeah, let it go all the way through.
Put the needle on the record. The drum beat goes. I'm sorry, I had to break out to that.
I thought it was going there.
For the three of you who are listening who are not related to us, if you caught the reference, put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. And the drum beat goes like this. Feel free to type that in. And we'll get you some sort of prize, and that prize will be identifying you.
We'll get you. We'll send out.
We don't have anything.
Hand-printed shirts that Bill makes.
Right. I got a typewriter.
Right.
Because why wouldn't you type on your T-shirts?
No, why not?
I mean, come on.
Of course.
No, this is seriously. This was a really good poll.
Yeah, I kind of switched it over. I'll use the one. That I was going to use tonight for Sunday, which is another good one too.
And I'm going to have to go dig through my CD collection and go, who was I thinking of? And all I have to do is look somewhere near the other couple things about the stuff with the thing and the deal with that other part.
Of course.
And I'll find it right away. Was that specific enough for you?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, you like that?
It's clear as mud.
Hey, folks. Just wanted to say this. Are we funny? No.
No. Not really. We don't even try to be.
Right. Are we good enough to have our own show? Ourselves.
You know, I think, you know, it seems like every 10 shows, we're just kind of like, you know what? We're into it, but we're not like,
it's not like we're phoning it in. It's just, because the last like three shows have been great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that we're talking about the last three shows during the show tells us how horrible this show is going.
I just feel flat tonight. I hardly got any sleep last night. I was telling you earlier, I conked out at like 10.
Yeah,
I slept till like 11:30, quarter 12, and I got up and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be wide awake all night. And sure enough,
that's
about 4 o'clock in the morning, I was just sitting there. doing compliance training on my computer at 3 a.m. It's like,
wow. Well, you know, and I was a wastoid yesterday. I just couldn't move.
Yeah.
But, you know, cut the lawn, did this, did that, did the other. And, you know, painting between that. And yeah. It's like, the whole body was like, you know what? Brain's done. Nighttime.
Sure.
Time to sit in front of the TV and vegetate. And I did. And I'm a little jealous of all the people who've been able to do that for a really long time during this pandemic shit. Because in the height of the pandemic was the busiest time for my work. And I worked my ass off. I got no breaks. And now that it's waning down, I'm like, I'm just going to take my vacation right now and just sleep.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Or, like, someone, please, just give me the COVID so that I can have it for 14 days of people leaving me alone.
You can always fake COVID.
You know, that's not going to work. So this was 10,000 Maniacs from In My Tribe. The song is Don't Talk, and it is delicious.
Yeah, I finally hunted down who she was married to, and it's not the person I thought. I don't know who the hell this guy is. I mean, he's probably a billionaire or millionaire or something, but well known for something.
He's famous.
Danielle De La, it's C-A-L-L-E, Calais, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Danielle De La Calais.
Yeah, she was married to somebody else before, or there was somebody else that was married. I can't remember.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It's not even important. This is a campfire song, also off of In My Tribe. And, you know, the thing about this, was there like 12 songs, 13?
It's 11 good.
11 songs.
It's
11 songs on this.
And it's worth a 20 spot. It is. It's worth a 20 spot all day long.
It's not even a 20 spot to buy the thing.
No.
You know, $11.99, you can buy the CD used somewhere. Or yeah. Less than that.
I think this album could easily be in my top 10 as far as good quality music.
Well, you know? And you know, it's funny because my top 10 is a rotating top 10.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like two or three that are always in that top 10, whether they go from 1 to 3 to 5 to 7 to 2 to back and forth. But and there's like, you know, Soul Mining, that's one of them.
Okay, let's be realistic. This could be a top 20 pretty easily. Top 10 is tough. Top 10 is tough. 20
for
probably.
Easily top 20. Yeah. But, you know, if you categorize it and go female singers,
yeah,
you know, this is in the top five for me.
For some reason, I picture myself.
Sundays make it.
Yeah.
Texas makes it.
Like an old Chevy convertible, like a early 70s, late 60s, driving through the desert, you know, on a road trip to, like, Vegas. Just listen to this, you know? This is what I picture, you know?
Well, you know, when I was driving home from Phoenix, Arizona, from that one job that I had. I drove out to.
Was a dancer?
2 days. Well, we don't talk about that part. Actually, it was.
I won't mention any clubs you danced at.
Right. Well, we can't give out the names because then we'll get sued.
Right.
But no, this was particularly actually for one of the large banks on the planet. but when that job ended, I had to drive home, and Six and the Seventh, actually it was Spitting Nickels at the time.
Yeah.
They were rotating, I think, over to Six and the Seventh. There was like a new album that JP had just put out. He's like, emailed me all the stuff, which I downloaded onto my iPod, which I somehow was able to figure out how to play on my radio in the car. I don't know how I did this.
I remember that. Remember when I came and saw you?
Yeah, I burned the CD and then
it was in your Saturn.
Yeah.
You had it rigged up in your Saturn.
Had it rigged up in the Saturn. It was a CD that I burned from what he had sent me. I listened to that, 10,000 Maniacs, one of the other bands I did a couple weeks ago, The Cult, and a couple others. And it was really all that I had was like 10 or 12 CDs that I listened to for the 36-hour drive back from there.
Right.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. But if you're going to be in a driving in a car, 10,000 Maniacs is something worth having.
Yeah, yeah. This kind of keeps the road rage down.
Oh, yeah. This is 10,000 Maniacs from In My Tribe. This is The Painted Desert. This is a great song, too. Again, like I said, this is a drop the needle and play. Good pull. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Well done.
That was
sir.
An adjustment. That was an adjustment. Last minute adjustment. Mm-hmm. So next week when you hear my band, that was this. That was the one I was really gonna choose for tonight. Right. But
no, that was good. Well done.
I just I chose to kind of stay.
This is
you know,
Natalie Merchant, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like was so sold into 10,000 Maniacs, I forgot that her name was Natalie Merchant, the lead singer.
Yeah. Well, she had some really. A lot of solo albums that did really well.
Yeah, again, it's that beautiful voice of hers. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
For some reason,
yeah.
I thought she didn't.
Well, she's 57.
All right.
A little bit older than us. I have not heard her name in forever. I think she's probably maybe well out of the music industry, but
she's probably producing somebody's stuff.
Yeah.
And or, you know, taking a very long nap and just saying, you know what, I worked my ass off. I rode in the van. I did my work. I'm good.
Yeah.
So this is, again, this is from In My Tribe, and this is probably, this is absolutely in my top 20. Even in the rotating top 20.
Yeah.
Albums of Evertime, all time for me.
No, I agree.
You know, and this is, of course, you got to block out things like The Who and Journey and all the old bands. This is all the new stuff.
Well, she put out an album as of 2017, Butterfly.
She did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When I say new stuff, I mean anything from 1979 on. Although I'll tell you, to give you the truth, Foreigner 4... One of my favorite albums.
Yeah, and that's an all-time one of the best.
Well, right.
As far as rock, it's one of the... I mean, there's not... You know, it was just one of those... There was a few albums that came out back in the late 70s, early 80s that were like that. That were just...
Right.
Can't touch them.
One of them was obviously Foreigner 4. And then there was one or seven of the Journey albums that came out from 1979 to
1980. Yeah.
Back in Black, was that 77
High Fidelity? Probably late 70s for Back in Black.
Yeah.
I've got...
For some reason, I thought Back in Black was like 78, 79.
Yeah. I had the blisters on my feet to prove it from roller skating.
Which is different than the blisters in the sun.
Yes.
Which is a whole nother band. I told you I saw them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the Violent Femmes opened up for the Hoodoo Gurus.
I saw
and that was in some little tiny place in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, me and Fuckballs went and saw the Femmes at Majestic.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think... I don't know if I asked you or not. I don't know.
You probably didn't care enough about me at the time.
I was kind of ping-ponging between you and Fuckballs anyways.
Well, you know,
you got
she's a lot sexier than I am.
Yeah. She likes zippers.
I don't really want to know the details of that.
Oh, man. No, it's not. I got nothing to report.
Oh, wait, I have to do this. No, that's not it. And hold on. That's not it either. There we go. I had like three things playing all at once. But I do know that we're coming up on 48 minutes, give or take.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of... Well, I just poured another drink. That was the ice that you heard clamoring.
I did.
What else you got going on, brother?
That's it. I'm just trying to get up to speed with work and start putting some loans in the bucket. Get my first vaccination shot tomorrow. So a little bit of roll the dice, but I'm getting nervous about what's going on out there.
So the first shot's not going to be that bad. You're going to have soreness in the arm. This is you getting Moderna. Cheese Whiz,
yeah.
Whatever.
Moderna.
I think I got Pfizer because that's what they're giving out in my county.
Yeah.
So do not put it in your writing arm.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Left arm, man.
And for me, it was right arm. I told the galaxy, yeah, right. You got to shove it in the right arm because I got to go to work the next day. Actually, no, I got it done on a Friday.
You got to be able to hold a pen.
You're right. I'm getting my... And it's really... It's just soreness in the area.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I... For the first shot, soreness in the area. That's all I had. And it was just like, really? Still? And it was like 2 or 3 days of soreness in the area.
Yeah.
By the time, you know, Monday, Tuesday came around, I was like done with it. So in the background, just so you know, you're hearing Six and the Sevens' Songs About Girls. From the album Songs About Girls. But I am looking forward to getting my second shot because I want to get that over with.
Yeah, I think everybody's had pretty good luck with, I think, with most of their vaccinations. I know it was some blood clotting supposedly, but that was 6 out of, I don't know, a couple million, 2, 3, 4 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so I'm not worried about that regardless. But just it just goes and it shows you how much, you know, six people never do the math. It's like, you know, Johnson & Johnson probably sent out, whatever you said, 6 million. You divide 6 into 6 million. What's the percentage? It's like next to nothing, you know? And they can't even, who knows, maybe it's not even caused by the vaccination.
Well, right, and those are things that, you know, we all got to sit back and go, all right, does this actually make sense?
Right. What else was I going to tell you? Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to find something in particular, and it's not coming up the way I want. I swear to God. Well, I would if I believed, but regardless. I'm trying to find the other album that is just as good, if not better, than the one that we're listening to right now from Six and the Sevens, Not What Ships Are For. There's a couple of really good things on there. And, you know, you can't really find the predecessor for Six and the Sevens, any of their studio stuff from Spitting Nickels.
Yeah.
You can't find any of their studio stuff on YouTube or anything. But you can find some live stuff in Detroit.
You know what's funny?
Tell me all about it.
So
it is funny.
I just threw out, you know how on our subject line and our what our show's about, sure. We've just been just putting stuff out there. Well, I grabbed some lyrics from PJ Harvey. The song is Dress. It's called Dress. And it's kind of funny that I put that out there and we do Nelly Merchant and Everything But the Girl, you know?
Say that again because that just went over my head. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just talking like I picked PJ Harvey and a song called The Dress. It's called Dress. And it's kind of ironic that we picked two other female singers. Which kind of, they're all very similar. They kind of complement each other.
So PJ Harvey is a female singer.
Yeah, you don't know PJ Harvey?
From what band?
She's solo. Yeah, she's solo.
Why does
she never really hit it big, but she's been around forever. Yeah, she's
interesting.
Look up when you get a minute or off, go to YouTube and type in PJ Harvey like Dress. There's a live one that comes up that she does a real good job at.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm surprised I never heard PJ Harvey.
I'm surprised I haven't either.
Yeah.
So this is, Nothing Left to Say, or Nothing to Say from Six and the Sevens playing in the background. Anybody who's listening will go, who's the Six and the Sevens? Why are these guys like these guys? What's going on with that? Well, you know, my brother was in this band, kind of helped form it, and I followed these guys. I was their bitch or roadie.
Groupie.
You want to call it. I was the groupie for quite a long time from when they formed their first iteration any chance I could get, even when I was traveling, I'd come see him until, what, 3 years ago when they stopped playing?
Yeah.
For a little while. And now Reckless Jane is, JP told me Reckless Jane is coming back.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's like the third or fourth iteration of this band.
Right.
They're small little consistencies, drummers, guitarists, bass player. Bass player's the same one every time. That's my brother. And I told you the story about him being 6'8", right?
Yeah.
He used to play stand-up bass in high school. You know, the classical bass.
Right.
Like in symphony bass on the pick and everything. And
stand-up
basses, I guess what they call it. So he used to play that. He could sit on a chair and put that thing up on his lap and play it like a guitar.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny. His arms are that long. It's just funny stuff. I don't know.
Well,
what's going on? You know what? There are a couple of things that we need to do to fade out of here.
Yeah.
This is, like I said, nothing to say from It Had to Be That Way. And they did a really good version of Elvis Costello's song on this album. I'll have to find it for you next
week. Yeah, why don't you play it for us next week?
Yeah. But they really do some good harmonies and stuff like that. They're well produced. They know people. And it's just fun. So I'm going to fade that out. Statler and Waldorf wanted me to remind you again, you know, these guys are moderately insane. The views expressed, blah, 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 rational, whatever, poorly researched, presented by idiots. Intelligence not here. Programs not endorsed by anybody on the planet. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so that's Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Got to give them their due, you know.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
So that's Statler and Waldorf, and I'm done with them because I'm a little tired of this crap that they give us. But I will tell you something, Eric. I believe our show reminds me of something from the mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
And you'll go, which one am I? And I will tell you that apparently you're the brain.
Gee, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
We're going to try and take over the world, and we're going to do it with music.
Oh, I thought I was the brains and you were the brawn. Let's make lots of money.
Oh, well, that would have been made a lot more sense. But apparently I'm Pinky and you're the brain.
Yeah, brain, apparently.
Brain.
All right, let's put these people out of their misery. Let's promise them we'll be back at it on Sunday.
All right. We could do that.
All right,
am
cool.
I doing it or are you doing it?
Oh, you know what? Go ahead and do it. Don't you?
I got it going, baby.
Yeah. Why don't you cash us out?
So this is again 6 in the 7. Uranium clock.